Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, well, thank you, Damon, and thank you, Millie. Happy Friday, folks. My name is Pops, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I don't know. Could you hear it?
You could hear it.
Could you hear that little voice? Or sweet little Millie?
It's not what I thought she was going to say.
That's
show on the road.
And that little voice. Anyway.
I think I ended up with what I end up with, like 20 different drops.
Oh, well, that's good. There's a bunch of them.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'll play them for you later, Ty. I got some of them used for the show tonight, but a little fart.
But there's a whole variety.
Yeah. Anyway. Let's see. I hope everyone had a good week. It was a short week for most of us. I think a lot of us had Monday off.
Still felt like a long week?
It did feel like a long week, and I think probably it's because it's been so damn hot.
Hot.
I mean, we are hot as hell already in the FLA.
And it's only getting hotter.
I mean, we just started this whole thing. I mean,
it's May.
It is summer for real here in the FLA.
And this, it's on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to get any better. One of the things that I sort of look at, I mean, we've been down here, what, for 28 years or something like that.
Right.
And I think every year a lot of Floridians go, I don't remember it ever being this hot. But it's hot as hell every summer down here.
Yeah, but we are going through climate change.
Yeah, and you're right about that, Ty. But it is early. I mean, it's like where I work and then here at home. Now I'm dealing with three different swimming pools.
Right.
The water in the pools, it's unbelievable. I think the water in the pool at work is like 90 degrees.
Right.
It's like, are you kidding me?
I saw something where it's been the hottest May on record.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already.
I'm sure that's fine.
There was already, you know, how many nights that the temperature didn't even drop below 80 degrees the overnight.
And that's one of the reasons why, like, the golf temperature and the temperature of the pools is so hot because, you know, bodies of water lose their heat at night because the temperature goes down and it's dark. But when they're in the sun all day, they heat up, and then if the temperature doesn't go down at night, they stay hot.
Yeah,
it's going to be a fun hurricane season.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that here in just a bit. So let's not jump ahead on that. But
are we taking bets? Are we picking names?
Well, you know what? I haven't seen that yet, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, we are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. So in the studio, you've already heard the three voices. We're the usual suspects. We've got my blushing bride, Stephanie. We've got our boy, Ty Ginn. And then, of course, me, old Pops over here. Old Pops over here.
Yeah. Pops, Gigi, and Uncle Ty.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week. not only here in the FLA, but you know, across the great nation.
And what's left of it.
What's left of it. Yeah, there's been a lot going on. And if you want to comment on any of the things that we're going to talk about this evening, because we are going to talk about quite a bit of it. If you want to help us out with any of the conversations, give us a call at 727-804-5891. Now, the beauty about that is that we don't generally get a lot of calls here on the station or on the show, but we do get quite a few text messages.
Just right. Text us.
Right. So the cool thing that I like about that number, 727-804-5891, is that you can call and be with us live on radio, or you can just shoot us a text and we will respond to you directly. So in case I said it too fast, 727-804-5891. So
keep up.
Yeah, so keep up. So let's see. Well, where to begin? And I think that we will begin because we were just talking about how hot it was, and we sort of hinted at the fact that hurricane season could be interesting.
Doom.
Yeah, right. So, like I said, we mentioned a minute ago that it is very hot here in the FLA already. Water temperatures are hot. Sunday is the beginning of hurricane season.
Doom.
NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, has once again said that this season will be another above-average hurricane season, predicting 13 to 19 named storms.
Yay.
I think there's already one like this weekend on the Pacific. That's Alvin or something like that.
That's different than us.
Oh, they're different.
They're different. That's the Pacific hurricane season. We're the Atlantic hurricane season.
Oh, okay. All right. I just thought.
Now, sometimes your Pacific hurricane, as it crosses Mexico, can come into the Gulf of Mexico and become, it usually...
Okay, so let me ask you this. If it's different, where do their hurricanes generate from? Because ours all seem to generate from, like, Africa.
It's like, what, Yucatan or something?
Yeah, theirs come from the Pacific.
Right.
Where ours usually come from the Atlantic, mm-hmm. or they form in the Gulf.
Do they just not get hurricanes out west? I don't ever remember dealing
they
with
do.
Hurricanes out there.
They do.
They don't usually come up this far.
Yeah.
They do. And I'll do a little more research.
I'm going to have to look at a map because that's interesting to me. Because I know
of the Pacific.
Ours usually come off the coast of Africa and then come across the Caribbean or whatever it is and angle up into the Gulf of Mexico.
Mexico.
The Gulf of Mexico. Don't get me going. Don't get me going.
86.7?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So the Pacific hurricane season actually began on May 15th and runs through the end of November.
Right.
As
if they don't have enough to worry about out there anyway, out west. Right.
And the Pacific, let me see if I'm reading this correctly. They're forecasting for the Pacific hurricane season, near average season, 12 to 18 named storms, 5 to 10 hurricanes, 2 to 5 majors.
Well, that's still a pretty big number of hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
You said 12 to 15? We're 13 to 19.
Yeah.
You know, we're usually at like a 14 is on our high end. 14, 15 is our high end. We're talking about 19 this year, possibly.
It's the new normal, man.
It's the new normal.
Right.
Soon, hurricane season won't end.
Yeah, so anyway, it's like I said, Sunday kicks off hurricane season. Obviously, stay tuned to your local forecasters for sure. I like this guy who's got this page. It's called Mike's Weather Page. And I check him out on TikTok, but he's also on other social media sites.
Facebook
and things like that. It's Mike's Weather Page. Mike seems like a good dude. He rambles a little bit, but you can tell he's sincere.
I mean, how much can you talk about the weather?
Well, right. But you can tell that Mike is sincere about the information that he's giving. You can tell that he really cares. And you can tell that he's trying to be as accurate as possible.
Right. He's not so many that you see on, say, TikTok or Facebook.
So that's a little plug for Mike's weather page.
They're fear-mongering. Mm-hmm.
Sensationalist.
Oh. And Mike's like, I'm hearing people, but from what I'm seeing, you know, all the stuff, he's like, I'm not seeing what they're freaking out about.
Right.
You know, it's too early to even go there.
And the thing is, he does do sort of like a lot of times he'll do a long range where he'll see something. And he'll point it out to his viewers and say, okay, this is out there. I'm going to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Nothing you have to worry about right now, you know. But we'll keep an eye on it and see if anything happens. Now, I heard him on the radio yesterday because one of the shows that I listen to, he frequents the show, especially this time of year. And he said that he was up in the Panhandle this weekend to go to some music fest.
Yes.
And he said, I hope that the music fest goes down without a hitch because I'm looking at a possible big storm coming through the Panhandle this weekend.
Yeah, so. Actually, he posted on Facebook the rain and the hail.
Oh.
But he also posted for us here in the parched part of Florida.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't had much rain, man.
No, but like Lakeland. Yeah. Has gotten pummeled, you know, inland. But he's like, good news for you West Coast Florida people.
Could get some rain this weekend.
It's going to rain.
I did see something else today, though, that all of a sudden, supposedly this weekend, excuse me, we're supposed to get all of this Saharan dust or something coming up through the Gulf of Mexico. And supposedly that is going to interfere with whatever sort of storm systems we may have.
Right.
That's what happened last year.
Yeah, it did. Then look what happened.
Yeah, that went real well.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see because one of the things I saw about this Saharan dust, they said that throughout the weekend, the sky will seem to be almost sepia.
Ah.
Mm.
Sepia color. So it'll be sort of like the sun trying creepier. To come through. It's creepy, right?
Let's put us in a horror movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Put everything in sepia.
Yeah. But one of the things that Mike said yesterday when I heard him on the radio is that, now's the time. If maybe last year, because of all the events that we had last hurricane season, you went through all your stuff. It's time to start replenishing.
Get your stuff.
Get all
Make
your
sure
stuff.
You have your water, your
get
food.
Get all your stuff. It's time.
You know, get ready.
Yeah.
All right, so quickly, do you want me to read off these names?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Atlantic hurricane season.
That's us.
Mm. We have Andrea, Barry, Chantal, Dexter, Aaron, Ferdinand.
It'll be that damn Chantal.
Well, remember... Ferdinand, names, they use the same list every 7 years.
Right.
Ferdinand was one of ours early on, you know, 20-whatever years ago. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Gabrielle, Umberto.
I think we've had an Umberto before.
Mm-hmm. Imelda, Jerry, Karen.
Karen, for sure.
Lorenzo.
It's Karen's year.
Melissa.
This is the year for Karen. What number is Karen? Yeah. Well, she's a K. So when do they... So last year, what do we have?
She's 11.
Okay, but...
Well, it's all alphabetical.
I know, but where were we? We had Milton.
We had Helene.
Helene and Milton. So
and then,
Karen is in a good spot to be doing some damage. She's right in the wheelhouse
mix
there
between Humberto,
Doom.
Karen, you know, Imelda, Jerry, Karen, Lorenzo, Melissa,
Karen, you bitch,
Nestor,
Olga,
Pablo, Rebecca, Sebastian, Tanya, Van, and Wendy.
windy. I feel like Hurricane Sebastian would be just sort of gentle. Be like, I'm here.
Right.
I'm Sebastian.
But, you know, generally from my...
I'll blow on you.
All the pool furniture's flipped over.
from
never forget.
My recollection, F through... F through N is usually our window.
That's the wheelhouse. That's right. Karen's got a good chance here.
That she's got a great chance.
Okay. All right. Well, that's hurricane season. If you have run through all your supplies, start thinking about getting them replenished.
Right. Doom.
could be bad. And keep your eye on Karen.
Right. Well, and, you know, don't get...
My money's on Karen.
It's like I'm going to order 6 cases of water and have it delivered.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then every time we go through a case, order another case. Yeah. And never drop below 6.
There you go. So I guess that's that. So I guess it's been a full week now since I shaved my beard off. And the reaction at work has been, you know, so-and-so. I mean, all of the snowbirds are gone.
Right.
Where I work has turned into sort of a ghost town, so I haven't really run into too many people. I love the people that I've seen. I had the beard from, like, October all the way up until last Friday.
Right.
And the people that I talk to that don't even mention it, that it's gone, it's like... Do you even know who I am? You know what I mean? It's like...
Do we need to do one of those cognitive tests?
Right. It's like, are you just being polite and not saying, oh, Christ, what happened to his face?
They're trying not to look at you.
It was so much better when he had it covered.
Or instead of calling you Mark, now they're calling you Marty because they think you're two different dudes.
Right.
Oh, look, yeah. The summer guy, Marty's here.
Yeah. It's nice. It's nice having the beard off because it's actually it's getting too hot for a beard. I see these guys walking around with these huge beards, and it's like, I don't know how you do it, man. You must have like an inside job, you know what I mean? Because as soon as you start feeling that sweat rolling down, you know, underneath the whiskers, it's like, oof. It's a bad feeling. I don't know. The bad thing for me is that now I have to do one of my least favorite things in the world is shave. I cannot stand shaving. Shaving to me is the absolute worst. Cannot stand it.
Electric razor, I think, is the way to go.
I'm going to do it. The whole electric razor thing, we've tried electric razor before. That's when I was a little bit younger, and... it's never worked out because I'm so anal about shaving. I have to get every single whisker. There's nothing that drives me more crazy than seeing some dude that left like a whole patch. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, did you not see those things under your nose? You know what I mean? You know, you can stretch your lip a little bit to get those up under there. Or you left this whole patch over here on your jaw. You know what I mean? It's that dry. So when
were
I
you
shave,
shaving in your car while you were driving.
Yeah, when I shave, I'm like I'm at it. It's like I'm like on a mission, and that's why I think I hate it so much. But yeah, I think I've decided if we do the whole electric razor thing, I'm going to be 61 here in like 2 weeks.
So maybe like, I don't see well.
I could be that old guy that's got the hair. You know, some hairs coming out under the nose that I couldn't get, you know, that kind of thing. So
I'd be more concerned about the ones coming out of your ears, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. I'm thinking about getting my hair cut this weekend, and I'm almost afraid to. It's like I want to walk in, and they're like, do you have an appointment? No. I want to be like, who's your bravest one? I got some stuff to deal with. Yeah.
Great googly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, here's something. Today is our good friend Debbie Dan Gray's birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Debbie.
Happy birthday, girl. Hope you're having a good time.
Two weeks after mine.
If you're not listening to the show this evening,
we understand.
I guess I kind of get it. You know what I mean?
You had better plans.
You had better plans.
I don't know, dinner.
It is, after all, your birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Live music. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Not sitting at home listening to us.
Listen to this nonsense, right. Let's see. I found out just prior to the show, and Steph and I talked about it briefly, that old Hot Lips Houlihan passed away. Actress Loretta Swit passed away. She was 87 years old, probably best known for her role as on MASH, the TV show that was on forever.
Right.
As Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan.
Yes.
And, that's kind of crazy. I had no idea that she was 87.
I didn't either.
I wouldn't have put that age on her.
No, not at all.
I wouldn't have said that. 87, but how old is Alan Alda?
Right.
How old are the rest of the people that were on that show?
I mean, MASH went off air, your senior year?
Probably 1982.
After a 15-year run? Right. You know, how old do we think they are?
They're probably all in their 90s. She was probably the young one.
Look at how old we are.
Right.
You know, math.
Right. So anyway, rest in peace, Hot Lips. Let's see. Earlier this week, I saw that rocker Rick Derringer passed away. He was 76 years old, probably best known for his hit Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
And Hang On Sloopy. Mm-hmm.
And Hang On Sloopy. Right. Anyway, rest in peace, Rick. Anyway, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. I've actually played that on the show before.
I thought you were going to play it tonight, but
no, I didn't.
You're not. Mm-mm. No, you made other choices.
No, but what I'm doing is I'm playing Hot Lips Houlihan single from 1985, when she left MASH and then she went on a solo musical career.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Tuesday was National Suntan Lotion Day. And, Steph, you and I had a conversation about suntan lotion earlier this week, probably Tuesday. And it was like, we as a family, I think probably rarely, if ever, use suntan lotion. And,
I used to put sunscreen on the kids.
Yeah, that's respectable.
When they were growing up.
That's respectable as a parent. But the thing is, I mean, I think we grew up in the generation where suntan lotion sort of existed. I can remember going to the beach or to the pool, and all you could smell was,
coconut oil.
Right, or Tropicana.
But it had no sunscreen in it. They were all accelerants.
Right. Well, I mean,
like baby oil.
What about the people that just put straight baby oil on?
Right. That's what we used to do.
I mean, that's like,
there was no sunscreen.
Let's just
throw
gas
this.
On the fire.
Just burn them up.
You know what I mean? I love those people that you see. And surprisingly, I don't see them that much here down in Florida, but I remember seeing them out in California. And it was these people that were, they probably weren't even that old, but they were so tanned to the point where it was a permanent tan.
Right.
And it was almost like they have gotten to the point where now they have changed race.
Right.
Leather people.
Right. Their skin was so brown and so leathery. You know what I mean? It's like, how do you've gone to a point where you probably at one point had skin cancer, but you stayed out in the sun and burned it off.
Cooked it.
you just cooked it off. Cooked off that.
Who
that
needs
skin
radiation?
Cancer. Right. I don't know. So like last weekend, we were out in the pool pretty much all weekend, and I think we all got color. You know. And I was like, well, I feel pretty good. I'm not blistering and stuff like that. But, like, my shoulders are starting to get dry, you know.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so I should have put some on.
You should have. You're a little soft. Me, hey. No problem.
Take it easy. You're a little soft.
Soft.
Well, I was laughing at Mom yesterday, Ty, in the kitchen. She goes, "What are you laughing at? Don't be laughing at me." I said, "Well, I'm just looking at you. You're such a little brown berry already. I mean, it's only May."
I know.
Talking about changing race.
I've got a flight booked. Sure hope I don't get deported.
Yeah, make sure you've got all of your identification.
All my documentation.
Well, you're done. She went to Winn-Dixie. I don't know where the hell she went now. Now she's. Yeah, funny little story about last weekend in the pool with Millie. Hannah and Millie were here, and we're in the pool, and I've got this bathing suit. And so usually.
With pockets.
Well, yeah. Well, usually on a bathing suit, they come with men's bathing suits anyway. They come with the mesh inside.
Right.
And I usually will cut that out because sometimes it tends to be like a cheese grater. You know?
Right.
It will give you a rash, right? But this particular bathing suit that I have has two front pockets, and they're fairly deep pockets. And for whatever reason, they're attached to the mesh. So I'm afraid if I cut the mesh out, I'll lose my pockets, right? So anyway, I'm dealing with the mesh. But what happens is when I'm in the pool, air gets in those pockets, and the pockets come up my sides.
And float.
And they float. So it looks like I'm walking around with these two white ears, uh-huh. You know, next to me, right? So anyway, in the pool, and I'm standing at the side of the pool, and Millie swims up next to me, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Pops, put that big thing back in your pants."
The first time you've ever heard
which
that.
Nobody has ever said that to me in my life. Here's the thing. I look down thinking, ooh, is there a chance?
Nope.
Just my pocket. Like, what did you just say?
What?
Terrible.
Pops, put that big thing back in your pants. My sweet little angel.
Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gonna have to put her on the show soon.
Waited for somebody my whole life to say that to me.
Never thought it'd be your 6-year-old granddaughter.
How creepy is it that my granddaughter said? Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're getting close to the break. So I'll just throw something in here quickly. For whatever reason, it seems like over the last year, we've been a big proponent of the blood bus at work, and it was there all day yesterday. And,
vampires.
Yeah, and did I donate?
No.
Hell no. That's not one of the things I'm ever going to do.
Dad called me and he said that, you know, he's like, "All right, well, the blood mobile's here. I better go." Trying to get my gallon license plate. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I'm trying to win a sticker or something. You know what I mean?
They're giving out donuts.
I did see a guy that lives there, and I saw him leave the bus, and I was like, "Wow, you're pretty pale on the norm. You look like they really took a lot. Did they take more than normal?
Because they shouldn't have taken that much.
You look a little wobbly. Yeah. I've done it once in my life, and I vowed that would be it. I've got the most common blood type, O positive, and if I can't get a break, if I'm bleeding out, then I just bleed out.
Right.
Just bleed out. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We've been prattling along now for a half hour. We're going to take this break. I said last week that we played a Beatles song last week. Now I can't even remember what it was, but I said that my favorite Beatles song was Get Back, and I said that I would play it this week, and that's what I'm going to do. So Get ready for a little get back. And when we come back, well, we'll get into the rest of the show. Dig this. We'll be right back. Okay. Well, we're back. And that was Get Back. And one of the lines in the song is Get Back Home, Loretta. And it's almost as if I played that song this evening for just recently passed today, Loretta Swett.
Yes.
Get back home, Loretta.
Okay.
I don't look at me like that. You haven't rung the bell yet. So that we're, I think
we'll move it closer.
I think we're still good.
I feel it's coming.
Yeah.
It's definitely coming.
Anyway, folks, we are back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We were talking just a minute ago before the break about being in the pool all weekend, last weekend, and I read this article in the Week magazine, and it was talking about this dude in Kansas City who his neighbors are all in an uproar about because he likes to be naked all the time.
Oh.
He's naked in his yard. He walks around the neighborhood naked. Oh. And apparently there...
That could be problematic.
Right. So apparently there's... Well, what I was suggesting trying to get to is that, we have this big backyard. And now that we don't have our pool enclosure anymore, I feel like we're sort of like in a fishbowl now. Because anybody that walking up and down the alley behind our house gets a full view of what's happening. And if we were now naked in the backyard, would there be more people walking down the alley? Or would it prevent them from not looking our way at all? You know,
okay, now,
would it be more of a deterrent?
I was going to say, this is a hypothetical question
right.
about you and me.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody'd walk their dog down the alley ever again.
So
their dog wouldn't even want to go down
what
the alley.
What you're saying is we could stop all alley traffic.
Yes.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
They yeah. would probably actually move our trash can so yeah. that... You know, you didn't even have to get to the proximity of yeah. our back wall.
Well, there's a caveat to this whole thing, and I don't know if we want to go to this extreme, but so it says a Kansas County passed a new law banning public nudity after a middle-aged man upset neighbors by taking frequent strolls completely naked. Neighbors in Cali County say the man refused requests to stop, saying it's a free country. Sheriff David Folletti said police were powerless because the state law prohibits lewd behavior only if it can be shown that the offender has an intent to arouse himself or others. That would be us. We're going to attempt not to arouse ourselves, but others
oh,
coming
right.
down the aisle.
Yes.
No. We would.
A new law will end the problem. You shouldn't have to see that, said one.
You solve the whole thing with a paintball gun. Yeah, right.
Well, can you imagine?
No.
No.
No, I can't.
You
imagine.
Know, I mean.
Now, I will be
like
so
we're
bold.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston yeah. over here.
I will be so bold as to, when I get out of the pool, put my towel around me and then pull my my bathing suit off and, you know, put it on the back of a chair. But I'm not doing it, you know. I'm not wrapped when I do it.
Right. You're covered.
Yeah. So there's a brief moment of nudity.
Yes.
Not aroused. So that's that. Where's my notes on this one? Oh, boy. So it is graduation season, and Trump, what was it, last weekend, delivered a commencement speech at West Point. And obviously, just like any other speech that he delivers, it turned into a train wreck.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I mean, it went into...
Trophy wives.
Levitt Towns, trophy wives, really nothing that had anything to do with the military whatsoever.
Well, of course not.
And, you know, it's like this. Listen,
dementia.
Can you imagine? I mean, here you are a West Point graduate, and West Point graduates are sort of on the higher echelon of student graduates, okay? Not only have they committed their lives to the military, or at least 4 years anyway, but to get there, the journey to get to West Point is a whole thing. So prior to getting there, I mean, a lot of these people were Eagle Scouts, you know. I don't know what the female equivalent is, because there's, you know, there's female cadets. But a lot of these kids, their entire lives have done community service. They've done all kinds of things to better themselves, to better their resume to get into West Point. And then West Point, once you're there, it's no joke. You know what I mean? It's college and boot camp combined. It's serious, right? So then to have, you know, you would think that, you know, for years and years, the President of the United States has given the commencement speech at West Point. Probably last year, they were looking forward to it. This year, were the students going, oh, there's two ways to look at this. Were the students going, oh, this is going to be good, right? Or were they saying, oh, this is going to be good.
Get the camera ready.
Right.
Yeah, because, man, oh, man, old Trump gets up there, and I think for probably about 30 seconds, he stayed on script. And then after that, complete train wreck. And it's like, what in the world? Can you imagine sitting there? I almost feel like the cadets that were graduating, at some point they were looking at each other like, what in the hell is he talking about? But then I think probably then they started to realize, you know, we're making history right now, because this will be the best story, one of the best stories we have in our life.
Right.
That our commencement speech was given by Trump.
The commander-in-chief. Yeah. Talking about...
Who knows nothing about
trophy
the military.
Trophy wives.
Right. Talking about trophy wives and Levitt towns.
Not our dedication and commitment to the United States of America.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, commencement speeches are supposed to be speeches where you are encouraging people to take the next step in their lives. You've done the work. Now let's take what you've learned. Let's go out there and just be super. You know what I mean? He's
take
talking about trophy wives.
Take the leap together.
Yeah,
and he's warning them, don't marry a trophy wife.
Yeah, yeah. Kermit the Frog gave a much better commencement speech at the University of Maryland.
And it's not easy being green.
No,
we're really in trouble.
Well, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I don't know, you know, if you are a dyed in the wool Trumper, you're never going to get it.
No.
But if you've got a little bit of sense, and you see what's happening. If you see a speech like this, if you see his Memorial Day address on Truth Social, where he didn't mention the military once,
yes.
Starts off by saying, happy Memorial Day, basically, you scumbags, you know? I mean, it's like, what in the world? What in the world? What did you do? What did you do by voting for this maniac? Oof. It's no bueno.
Elon got a black eye today.
Yeah. And he said that his little boy did it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, well, I don't think Tiny Hands did it. I don't think he's got that in him. But, Elon Musk, I think it was yesterday, the day before, goes on X and basically says, I'm out. I've done my time. I've done everything that I had to do, that I planned on doing. And then there was this big press conference today where Trump basically kissed his ass and made it as if he saved the United States this gazillion dollars. And really all that Musk did was go in and...
wreak havoc.
Well, wreak havoc on all of the agencies that were investigating him.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, You know, he
fired a bunch of people.
Trump's going through this whole list of, oh, it was $151 million here. There was $2 billion here. There was, you know, this and that and this and that. And it's like, okay, where's all this money?
Yeah, where is it?
Where is it? Who's getting that money? You know, you were paying Musk $8 million a day.
Yeah.
A day. And he's still getting that. You know what I mean? It's... We're in trouble, folks.
Yep.
Buckle up. Anyway, one of the other things I saw in the Week magazine, it was talking about the whole thing with, you know, summer vacations. A lot of people like to fly to different destinations. And it's like this article was basically saying where we used to have 19 people, you know, 19, 20 people in a tower, you know, a rotation of that many people. Now we're down to like three.
Well, the one and at, it's not just, was it, Newark, they had one guy in there.
It's not just there. You know, they've been talking about Newark, but it's all across the country.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, so it's bad. Be careful.
Not a great time to fly.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You sure you don't want to drive?
Ohio's a long way.
No, no, no. Ohio... they said in this article, Ohio is one of the safer places to go. Akron.
Well, I'm not going to Akron. I'm going to Columbus.
Well, you might want to go to Akron. For whatever reason, Akron and Fort Lauderdale.
So I'd have to drive to Fort Lauderdale to fly to Akron to fly to drive to Columbus.
Okay, it says,
I may as well just drive.
It says, of the 313 U.S. air traffic control facilities, all but two... One in Akron, Ohio, and another in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, are operating below recommended minimum staffing levels. There are only 22 certified controllers at a facility that's partially responsible for Newark's Liberty International in New Jersey. Far below the target of 38, though the Federal Aviation Administration is trying to hire new controllers, the training process can take up to 4 years.
Right. So maybe we shouldn't have, you know, let them go as to save money.
Well,
Doge cuts.
Well, here's another thing. I saw today a blurb on TikTok that said FEMA has been cut.
Yeah.
Right before hurricane season.
I mean, same thing with NOAA.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
We'll get hit with a hurricane. Well, not even know it's coming.
When I saw what their prediction was, 13 to 19 named storms, I was like, oh, I didn't realize they were still in business. You know what I mean? And now FEMA's not going to do anything.
Nope. It's going to be interesting.
Yep.
So where's all that money?
Right.
Should go, you know, back to the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Putin.
We put money in to fund.
I like how he says that these tariffs have created $14 trillion in income to the United States.
You know,
and
where?
It's like, really?
For who?
Who paid what? Can you give us a breakdown on that? Can you give us a breakdown on that? And can you show us on a map where all these new factories are going?
Right.
And who's going to be running these factories? Can you show us where this is? Or is it all just BS? Because that's what it kind of sounds like to me.
Let us know, Donnie Tacos.
And they're going to throw up these factories in what?
Not 24, 48 hours.
Two weeks?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's just...
Mm-hmm.
And all those kids that aren't covered by SNAP anymore, they can get jobs at the factory.
Well, the thing is, what they said, if you're over the age of 7, you're no longer... your parents will no longer be able to write you off as a dependent on their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over 7.
Time to get a job.
Yeah.
The children yearn for the mines.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
It's insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's what we're dealing with. Yeah.
We're moving to Canada.
Yeah. Why not? Hey.
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 Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Letterkenny? It's very funny.
It is very funny. I think that is very funny. I like Letterkenny. I like when they're playing hockey and just slinging it. Oh, my God. The insults are fantastic. Another thing that we're talking about this week are the pardons.
Oh.
The pardons are ridiculous.
I don't remember their name. The fraud people.
The Chrisleys.
Who I saw a news conference with them today, and he's on there. We were falsely accused. Uh-huh. You pled guilty.
Yeah.
You stole $36 million. You know what I mean? You stole $36 million and refused to pay taxes on it. You know? We were falsely accused.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were railroaded.
Yeah. You're talking about pardoning Derek Chauvin, mm-hmm. Diddy.
Oh, yeah. Today, that was one of the options. Will you pardon Diddy? Well, I hadn't even really thought about it. I'm surprised he hasn't pardoned the Tiger King yet.
Yeah.
The only reason he hasn't pardoned the Tiger King yet, because he doesn't have any money.
Yep, that's it.
Because he can't give him money.
Yep.
No, but like with the whole Diddy thing, if he's going to pardon him, end the trial.
Yeah, do it now.
Why are we wasting taxpayer money?
Do it now.
To go through
Where's all Doge?
Of the theatrics to convict him of wrongdoing. To what end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so see, I thought earlier this week that it was just the Chrisleys. I thought it was that guy here in Florida that had the healthcare system or whatever it was that was stealing money from his employees.
It doesn't narrow it down.
And then the sheriff in Virginia who was selling badges. You could become a cop without any training at all, but he was selling
it seems
badges,
like it.
Right? And I thought it was just the three of those.
Oh no!
He did dozens of people, dozens.
Dozens.
Plural.
Before, before they've even, the one guy, it was the day before he was due to report.
Talking about who's releasing more criminals into the United States.
Right. Yeah.
Donnie Taco. Yeah.
Taco Donnie.
Mm-hmm. That whole taco thing, that's got him. That threw him for a loop.
Yep.
Does not like that.
The memes are
priceless.
We're working on a new song about it.
The memes. We need to get our T-shirts. Get the factory pumped up. We need some because I've seen some already that are phenomenal.
Taco Donnie.
Oh, I love. I've seen a couple with the village people.
Yeah,
where it's Taco Man.
Taco Man. And him doing his jerk off dance that he does. You know. Yeah. What was the one you showed me? He was dressed in like
Taco Bell.
B-E-L-L-E. Dressed in like this big ball gown.
Big gold ball gown. With tacos
there's some,
all
some fantastic
over it.
Ones.
It was awesome.
Right. Yeah.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. It's a thing.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
If nothing else, it's somewhat entertaining.
Yeah, the memes are great. Yeah.
The memes are these. I love the creativity.
Yeah.
That I'm seeing.
You've got that's there's the dark side when you look at the realization of what's happening, and then there's the bright side when you see people's creativity on how they're trying to. Dull the blow.
Like
you know what I mean?
There was, what were they, rappers? Mm. Was it rappers or rock and roll? I mean, literally within hours, they had a music video on TikTok.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, y'all are geniuses.
Well, the press conference, when that one female journalist asked him about the whole taco thing, he was shook.
He was upset.
And he's still shook.
He's
still shook, and he hasn't really said anything about it.
Well, hopefully this doesn't inspire any bad behavior.
Oh.
How much worse could it get?
Banning, what's he going to ban tacos?
Yeah.
Just ban the internet.
One of the things that I didn't have in my notes, but yesterday up in Tallahassee, this huge ice raid up there, and the guy who owned the construction company, he's like, look, I voted for Trump. He says, now I'm like,
yeah, because
I wasn't expecting this because he took my whole workforce.
Right.
You get what you get, bud.
Yeah.
You know, but
I don't feel sorry for you. If you thought that in any way that this was going to be okay.
This is the season of finding out.
If you thought going in when he said that we're going to get rid of the immigrants, if you thought that he was only going to go after the criminals, you were delusional. He meant all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, because he's gone to the Supreme Court to make sure that he can.
Well, and if they're sponging off the system, we're paying for everything for them, mm-hmm. why are they raiding workplaces?
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's almost identical to, I think, my last quote this evening.
So, yeah. If they're sponging off the system,
yeah,
and you know we're paying for everything, their housing, their food, their
well, that's that's the paradox of fascism, is that the other is always so stupid and weak, but also so incredibly powerful,
mm-hmm.
dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. The pardoning thing blows my mind. It's like, how is that even legal?
It's yeah. Well, how's that it even is legal? Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and, Donnie saw loopholes, no parameters.
Right.
Set in stone,
mm-hmm.
That he's decided, like the naked guy.
Right.
Yeah, well, I can do this.
Yeah,
this is my right.
Yep,
there's nothing that says I can't.
So, yeah. So it's one of those things where it's like, it's wrong.
But
you still know it's wrong to do it, right?
You still know it's wrong to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, but there's nothing that says I can't.
Yeah, make us force our hand, mm-hmm. to make it so that it's illegal. Let's do one more sort of... not positive thing, and then the rest of the show we'll do some other stuff. So
we'll see, bud.
It's almost hurricane season,
right? So I guess it was last weekend. I guess that over in Liverpool, that dude drove his van through that crowd.
Yes. Yeah, what was that
Did
about?
You see, well, it was a huge soccer championship celebration. You know how the Europeans
they get crazy for that,
right? Well. 53-year-old guy from Liverpool. I guess he wasn't for the team. What I mean?
Oh, is that what it was?
Something. That's what I'm guessing. As crazy as they are about their soccer over there, or their football.
Football.
Yeah, but drove his car through. Luckily, I don't think anybody died, but I think 50 people were injured.
It's amazing.
Did you see the video?
I saw a brief clip.
It's insane. This dude was trying to kill a bunch of people.
Yep.
It's amazing to me that nobody died, truly.
Trumpism has infected the world.
There are people that are just, they're out there, man. Out there. Anyway, let's see. What else? Is there something else that we can do quickly before our hour break? We can. Oh, my God. I almost made a huge mistake at work today.
Oh, no.
So my pool, the big pool, and I'm not even sure why, but the level of the water in the pool was high, and it had been high all week. And I kept saying to myself, I'm going to lower the level of the pool, but this time of year, people start going from the other pool to this pool because it's a little bit cooler than the other pool.
It's bigger.
Right, it's bigger, so it's not as hot. And they start coming early. And you can't really start draining the pool if people are in it because of the water displacement. You can't see the drop in the level of the pool. Anyway, So I got to the point where the couple of early birds came and went, and I said, I'm going to sneak in there, and I'm going to drain it. And all I had to do was drain it like 3 inches, okay? So I turn the drain on, I do some other stuff, and I go away. And I usually try to write down draining the pool.
Right.
And I put it right on my steering wheel of my golf cart. And I didn't. An hour later.
Oh, no.
An hour later, I was like, I'm driving down the road, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm draining the pool. And I boogie on down to the pool, and I turn the drain off, and I look at the level of the pool, and it was perfect. I was like,
oh. Whew.
Because here's the thing, Ty. About 10 years ago.
More like 15.
Maybe 15 years ago. I was draining that very same pool. I turned the drain on in the morning, right? We had had like a rainstorm that brought the level up.
Way
so I was
up.
Draining the pool, completely forgot about it, right? And about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no. I remember a time where I was in a board meeting, and because it was heated.
No, this is same pool.
Someone went outside because they had been asked to leave to cool down. So they were sent out to the pool deck and saw that the water was still going out of the pool. Well, needless to say, that person came back into the meeting screaming, why are we putting all the pool water into the Intercoastal? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that time that I was talking about, the pool, it drained down like a foot and a half. So the next day, I left here like, or the house at the time, 2 o'clock in the morning in a complete panic, because now I realize that this thing has been draining for like 8-9 hours. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be completely empty. You know? and it's a big pool. Luckily, it was only down like a foot and a half. And I started filling it. And people were like, why was the pool down so much? And I said, well, every once in a while, it's good to drain some water down and put some fresh water in there.
Go change it out.
Yeah, right. All right, folks, we need to take our break. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break. It's going to be for several minutes because during the break, we're going to play a whole bunch of promos. And these promos, you want to check them out because it's good programming. These promos or of shows that come on later this evening and then throughout the weekend, do yourself a favor. Please do this and check out these promos because you're going to find something fantastic to listen to here on Radio St. Pete. We'll take this break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay. All right. We are back. And that song is Hammer and Nail. And the reason I played it is because I became a Paul Thorne fan after a recommendation by my dad's girl, Vicky. Apparently, Vicky is a Paul Thorne fan. And here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, we've played, I don't know, several Paul Thorne tunes. One is It's a Great Day to Whoop Somebody's Ass. Mm-hmm. Another one is I don't like a lot of the people that I love. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And this one, I was on TikTok the other day, and all of a sudden Paul Thorne came up in my feed. And he was talking about the time where he fought Roberto Duran. And this is something that I didn't know about Paul Thorne. But at some point, Paul Thorne was a professional boxer, and he actually fought Roberto Duran, April 4th, 1988, at the Tropicana Casino in Atlantic City. Duran stopped Paul after six completed rounds, went six rounds with Roberto Duran, who was a fang back in the day. and the fight stopped after Thorne's cornerman threw in the towel. And the reason they threw it in is because after the end of the sixth round, Paul's lip was severely split. So they threw in the towel. Anyway, so I thought that was kind of interesting, and I was hoping I'd be able to find a song that said that. I like Paul Thorne. I'm glad that Vicky turned me on to him, and I don't know. I dig it. That song is a hammer and nail. It's better to be the hammer than the nail.
Than the nail.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Anyway, folks, we're back with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here in the studio to reintroduce, got my blushing bride, Stephanie, got our boy, Ty Ginn, and of course, it's me, Marco, over here on the ones and twos.
Oh, is that where you are?
Yeah. Actually, my blushing bride, Stephanie, is on the ones and twos over there. I got some ones and twos over here.
You've got a couple.
Yeah, anyway, 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to, play along. You can. During the break, I got a text from my buddy John, and he sent me, hold on, let me pull it up here. Oh, shit, where'd it go? Oh, sorry. No, I can't hold on.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, I know.
This is great for radio.
Yeah,
smartphone.
Well, what happened? Here it is. So it says, if Taco Bell doesn't come out with a chicken taco wrapped in Cheeto-dusted shell, they've missed a huge opportunity.
Yes.
Ain't that the truth?
Number 47.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, right. Called the old number 47. How great is that?
Any taco restaurant needs to add a 47 to their menu.
Yeah.
If you serve tacos, here it is.
Yeah.
Serve the 47.
Yeah, Mexican restaurants should have a deal for, like, the family. It's 47 tacos.
Just number 47 on the menu.
Yeah.
Even if the rest of the menu only goes to 16.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jumps from 16 to 47. Mm-hmm. Chicken taco.
Yep. So, anyway. That's
dusted
that.
In Cheetos, Doritos, pick your orange.
Mm-hmm. I guess it was... I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were talking about Smokey Robinson, the great or legendary singer, R&B singer, Smokey Robinson. And we were talking about how he was being accused of raping several of his housekeepers. And the way that the accusation went is that he raped several of them several times, right? Well, Smokey Robinson came out this week and said, you know, screw that. I'm now suing all of you for defamation of character and elder abuse. So good on Smokey. You know what I mean? Look, man, if you're a housekeeper and Smokey Robinson rapes you, do you go back? You know, these people are saying that he raped them several times, you know.
That's not your last day.
Yeah, right.
Be my last day. I don't know. Anyway.
Life's all about choices.
Yeah. let me find the notes on this. This is, okay, so this is kind of an interesting question. So here's the thing. And it's all about what you would expect your average lifespan to be. So a lot of us die from illness or old age, okay? But if you take illness and old age out of the equation, okay, and people are now only dying suddenly through accidents, no old age, no illness, what do you suppose people's average lifespan would be?
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, if you think about, I mean, how many people do you know that just die instantly in accidents? There's a lot of them.
It happens.
It happens every single day. But more often than not, you're dying from an illness or old age.
Right.
Okay. So if you're one of these people that goes through life and never has that sudden death experience, what could you expect your lifespan to be?
A lot longer than it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you have a number? Can you?
I think the last thing I read, the average lifespan is 76 years old. So I would double that. 150?
Not even close. What do you think, Ty?
I don't know. I get into a lot of situations.
You live a different kind of life.
So whatever.
There are skateboards involved.
Whatever this study is, okay, and I find the number that I'm about to give you outrageous because it doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay.
But you got to remember, you've now taken old age out
and
illness.
Cancer, heart attack.
No illness. No illness, no old age.
Congestive heart failure.
So, if you had none of those things and you avoided sudden death, the average person would live to 8,938 years old.
What?
Well, it's probably a good thing we don't do that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we have old age and illness.
So
we already have a housing crisis.
Well, think about it. What kind of a human being would you be from birth to death if you never had to worry about illness or old age? All you had to worry about is being like a bug. Boom.
You just get
squished. You know what I mean?
It's like the elves. They just live forever.
Live forever.
I mean, that number, 8,938 seems outrageous to me.
Well, and to me, when you said that, mm-hmm. of course, you know, I can do math. I can't do math. My brain does math weird. So I'm like, okay, so your chance of dying in some sort of an accident.
Yeah.
Is 1 in 8,938.
So if you were able to go and avoid that every day, chances are you could live to the age of 8,938. That would be the average.
That would be the average.
There might be people who live longer than that.
I don't know. With that in mind, I may take up skydiving.
Yeah.
I might try some more reckless things.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't have to worry about,
you know,
old age or any sort of illness, you know, what would it be? I mean, if you were born, you go through life, you're perfectly healthy, you're not aging, you know, or maybe you are aging, but aging is not going to be an issue.
Aging won't kill you.
Right.
Only an accident will. Yeah.
Right. Just a vampire.
The thing is, I think the aging...
Start swimming with sharks.
The aging and the illness are sort of go hand in hand because it seems like as you get older, right? So now everybody, all of a sudden more illnesses come into play.
Right.
So I'm thinking
high cholesterol,
that the high aging blood pressure. And the illness have absolutely nothing to do with it. You are now a born being, and the only thing you've got to worry about is being... just suddenly taken
accidental
out.
Accidental death.
Yeah. I don't know.
Does that include murder?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
That to me, that's a sudden death.
That's mm-hmm. a sudden death.
Right.
Yeah, so 8,000 years is 8,900 years is a long time
right.
to live.
Long time to plan a murder?
Well, it's also a long time... to not get killed, not to make someone angry enough to kill you.
Mm-hmm. So I was listening to this radio show, I think it was yesterday morning, And we've all been to a fast food restaurant. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you go in and eat or if you go through the drive-thru, whatever you're getting back to your table in the restaurant or in your car, it's never, ever, ever going to look like what it does in the ads or the commercials.
The ads are all lies.
Well, right. It's ridiculous. Everything looks so wonderful. But by the time you take that wrapper off, it's like, did they kick it around the kitchen? I mean,
it looks soggy.
What happened here? You know, is this from yesterday? Because it doesn't even have a little bit of heat on it, you know?
Now, I don't know where you're going with this.
Okay.
But during the hurricanes, yeah. when we were without power for days,
yeah.
and the Burger King was
yes.
open.
Right.
Best fast food I have ever eaten in my whole life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Fries were hot.
First of all.
Whoppers were
first of all, the Burger King Whopper is reigns supreme in my mind.
The Whoppers are whopping.
They are whopping. Mm. But here's the thing. So I was listening to this show, and this guy said that he went to, and I can't remember what fast food place he went through. And he said he went through the drive-thru, and he was close enough to home that when he got home, he didn't eat it in the car, got home, unwrapped it, and he said it was like a, whoa. He unwrapped it, and it was like, oh, my God, who made this? It looks perfect. It looks just like the ad. Everything looked perfect. I mean, the height of the burger wasn't smashed down.
Right.
The number of ingredients, it looked just like the picture in the ad. He said, I was so impressed that after I stopped crying, he said, I called the franchise and said, I want to talk to the manager. And I'm calling not to complain, but whoever is on your line today, who's putting this food together, you need to give them a raise because they have it figured out.
Yes.
Would you ever call and go, hey, you know what? I've put up with a million burgers that look like hell. This one looks fantastic. It's time for me to call in and go, hey, you did a good job. Or to be like, damn right, it's about time.
No, I believe it was after Hurricane Milton. Now, we had Helene first mm-hmm. and we're without power. Then came Milton a couple of weeks later. And we went both times.
Right.
I did that. I contacted.
So you're one of those people.
I'm one of those people. I contacted that franchise owner, and I said, look, your people are spot on.
Well, first of all, good on you for being open anyway, you know,
spot
in the first place.
Spot on.
Right.
Yes, you were open. They were the same people working, yeah. you know, 2 weeks apart.
And you know, probably they didn't have power at home.
They didn't have power at home.
They probably went to work just for the AC.
Well, mm-hmm. in like credit card machines, there right. was no internet.
Right.
You couldn't get a fountain drink. I mean,
remember those Whoppers. They were.
There were issues.
They were great.
And yet their attitudes were great. They were happy to be giving back.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying, but. And I did. I did that.
Good for you.
And I said, you've got a great crew, and they deserve appreciation.
Yep.
If you want a good fast food burger, you got to go to Wawa.
I've never had the Wawa burger. I mean, listen, so before the break, because we're getting close already to the next break, but here's the thing, because I was listening to this whole conversation the other day about fast food burgers. And for me, a lot of the fast food burgers, it all depends on consistency and flavor. Okay. Cause you're never going to get one like the whoa moment like this guy had or what we had during the storm.
Wawa's pretty close.
It's rare. But as far as like the fast food ones go, I think, that the Burger King Whopper is reigns supreme.
But we've never tried a Wawa.
Yeah, you got to try the
burger.
See, I don't know that I don't know that I consider that fast food because it's not like a fast food joint.
I mean, it's the same thing.
I guess it is.
It is. Yeah.
This is better though because you go in, you can put whatever you want on it.
Right. Oh, and so you get to dress it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the difference that makes sense. Is, you can't get a Wawa burger until after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I heard this whole conversation.
It's worth the wait.
So part of this conversation was somebody said that somehow in the Diddy. Trial, it came up that Diddy likes to put applesauce on his cheeseburgers. And they were all like, oh my God, how disgusting is that? And I was like, oh, I'd do that.
I mean, it's good on pork chops.
You got the sweet and the savory. I could definitely, and they were like, yeah, but you got the ketchup and the mustard and the cheese and all that. Try it.
I could see it.
Try it. I bet it'd be fantastic.
It's like you and your strawberry jelly.
Oh, yeah.
On, the sausage, egg, and cheese.
I'm going to put this out here right now. If you ever go to McDonald's for breakfast and you get a Egg McMuffin or the sausage and egg McMuffin, if you're not putting strawberry jelly on either one of those, you're doing yourself a disservice.
It's pretty good.
Try it once. You'll never have it the other way. You'll never have it plain again. I'm just telling you. My mom turned me on to that when I was a kid, and I've always, you got to have the jelly.
Wawa has good fries, too.
Yes, I have had their fries.
That Wawa, man, got to get over there.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
I only get gas there.
I always get real gas. It's like a whole experience.
Maybe tomorrow.
I went there that one time and that rooster tried to keep me out of the building. All right, we're already at our break.
Right.
All right, folks, we're going to take this last musical break. This is a little ditty called Talk to Me by Stephen Lynch, and I think you'll dig it. It's fun.
Ring the bell now, Ty.
No, don't ring it now.
I like Stephen Lynch.
Yeah, good.
Well, ring the bell.
anyway, folks, when we come back, it'll be the fourth and final segment of the show, and it goes quick.
I need a job.
So you'll have to pay attention. But anyway, here's a little Talk to Me by Stephen Lynch. Dig this. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Oh, Pops.
How cute is that?
Oh, Pops.
Anyway, folks, we're back. That was... Talk to Me by Stephen Lynch.
All of his stuff is great.
Oh, it's fantastic. If you think that version is great, you should hear J. Cole's version of that one. That's it's really good. He does it a lot over at the Chataway.
He's trying to get in trouble now.
Poking the bear.
Yeah. One of the things I heard, I mentioned before the show that this is our fourth and final segment of the show, and it really goes quick, so you have to pay attention, and you still have an opportunity to play along if you want to. 727-804-5891 is the number to either call or text. And at this point, we don't have a lot of time, so text is probably the best way to go.
Save it.
But anyway, one of the things I heard earlier today that was kind of interesting is that Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence just became in-laws. Did you hear that?
No, yeah. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so apparently Eddie's oldest son, Eric, married Martin's oldest daughter, Jasmine.
That's cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they're now Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence are now in-laws, so that's kind of cool. Another thing that I saw today, and we've talked about in the past about Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina scented candles and stuff like that.
The goop.
Yeah, the goop, right. But I saw this earlier today, and Dr. Squatch, I don't know if you're familiar, they do a lot of men's products, men's soaps and, hair stuff
and
stuff like that.
They also sponsor a lot of, stand-up comedy.
Yeah, so anyway, Dr. Squatch is coming out for a limited time. They're going to put out 5,000 bars of soap, and the 5,000 bars of soap are going to be scented. it's going to be called Sydney Sweeney Bathwater Bliss. So if you know the actress Sydney Sweeney, apparently she actually got with them, got in a bathtub, and they used the bathwater to create the scent of this soap. Now, you would think that it was just like her stank ass getting in the tub. It's not like she played tennis all day or anything like that. But the soap actually smells like pine, Douglas fir, and earthy moss.
Earthy moss.
Yes.
We know where that came from.
Sally Lou texted, "Love you both."
Love you, Sally Lou.
Love you, Sally Lou. Right.
Thanks for putting up.
Yeah, right.
I know sometimes it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, but Dr. Squatch, I'm kind of looking at towards some Dr. Squatch stuff. I mean the soap that I use is not like your, you know, go to the grocery store stuff. I get, you know, you get my soap over at the dollar store, and it's that Pears. It's like the glycerin sort of soap.
Glycerin soap.
And it's like the clear soap, and there's like the one that I've got now is the orange ginger or whatever it is, but then
they've got the blue. They got the
blue.
And the green.
They got the green, and they all. I love them. The only downside to those soaps is they don't last long at all, man.
Right, they're
a couple of showers, they're gone.
They got to keep you buying.
And the grams.
Well, you got to get them at the dollar store, so they're only a buck a piece. Yeah. You know?
Grand scheme of thing,
right.
They're not economical. Let's put it that way. But anyway. You also like the one with the tea tree oil and the goat milk. Yeah. And
you should get a soap sponsor.
We should.
Yeah, right.
I have one. My new flavor is coming out, too. It's called Ball Bag.
Are you
online.
Going in with Gwyneth Paltrow? This is an offshoot of... Goop.
Goop.
Goop and Ball Bag.
Ball Bag. But the commercials are going to say it all fancy. It's going to be Ball Bag.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
it sounds French.
Uh-huh. Gwyneth, because she's prettier than you. She'll do the commercial and she'll be like...
It's like your opinion, man.
Okay, dude. That was perfect. I don't know that a lot of people got that, but I did. That's just like your opinion, man.
I'm going to have to find that. I'm going to add it to the Millie clips.
Yeah, I can see the commercial now. Gwyneth out there. You know, not only for the holiday season can you get my vagina scented candles, but you can get Ty's Ball Back soap. You can get it in the squirt bottle.
Gross. Body wash.
Yeah. Shampoo.
Shampoo. Right.
All in squirt bottles.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Did you see the videos of that glacier that ripped loose and
Sweden,
right. It buried that Swiss village.
God.
Oh, my God. You should look at it. It's crazy. So it's like the Swiss village has been there for like, you know, 1,000 years, you know, and they've always lived under this snow cap. You know what I'm saying? And one of the glaciers broke loose and just rolled down the hill. And
climate change, man.
Yeah. But again, crazy. Only one person reported dead and one person missing. Well, but it looked to me like the pictures I saw, like the pretty much the whole village was like covered. So I don't know if those...
like a good healthcare system. And...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They probably
healthy.
Pay their first responders good.
They're strong enough to dig themselves out. And,
right.
Yeah. Ah, it's just a glacier.
It's fine.
We figured it was coming.
We've got 15 feet of mud above us, right. But we can get out.
Roll over it.
Mm. We have enough food down here.
Yeah. All right. You guys ready to take a spelling test?
No.
So according to Word Unscramble on like Google, the top 10 words that are apparently hard to spell. Steph, I will ask you the first word.
Oh, no.
Can you spell the word definitely?
No.
No.
Definitely.
I'm sure I'd mess it up.
Well, you got to try.
D-E, definitely. These are words I don't use in correspondence for just this reason.
Mm-hmm.
Without
Well, can you try to spell
D-E-F.
It?
D-E-F. So one F or two.
One.
E.
No.
I.
Okay. Ty, can you spell the word separate?
No.
S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E.
No. No. It's S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E.
That's wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
That's wrong.
No. Definitely is D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
No.
Yes.
Not in my mind. It's not how I see it. In my phonics learned brain.
Ty, can you spell the word necessary?
No.
This is one that I have a hard time with. But when I was listening to this today, I took the test and I spelled them all right. But I was like, I can't believe I got all these right. But definitely always screws me up. Separate, I knew. Necessary is a hard one.
N-E-C-C?
Nope.
I never know. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-A-L-Y?
No, that's necessarily.
Oh.
Necessary. Well, you had it. You basically had it. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
I can't spell.
A-R-Y. You can spell, Ty. You were a great speller.
I'm a good speller. And
it's been years.
Yeah, I'm a good speller.
I don't use that.
I got
it all these. Took a lot of work, too.
Oh, this is one that I always have a hard time with. How do you spell gorgeous?
Mm. Gorgeous. Not very well. Is how I spell it.
Steph, try to spell gorgeous.
G-E.
No.
Georgios.
That's how I spell it.
G-O-R.
G-E-O-U-S.
There you go. Here's another one that a lot of people have a hard time with. This is the one that I think most people have a hard time with. Spell the word restaurant.
Oh. R-E-S.
Yeah.
T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
That's it. Perfect.
I know that because I have to type it in when I Google.
I always do R-E-S-T-R-A-N-T, but I got it right on this one because I knew that there was a glitch in there somewhere. How about, let's see, what's another one? How about business?
Business.
B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S.
Mm-hmm. How about favorite?
What is all of this? What we're doing? Are we doing math next week? Skip that one.
Next week is math.
Next week I'll do the math test, and it'll all be algebra, so Dad can go all Dr. Seuss.
Right.
What word was I spelling?
Favorite.
F A V. I don't know what the next letter is.
O-R-I-T-E.
I knew it was a vowel. This is how I do crossword
puzzles.
I think
we just got this from your mom. She spelled it right. Mm-hmm.
Look, if you want to know about historical events, I'll let you know.
What about neighbor?
N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R.
Excellent. Okay, well, that's pretty much it. You did pretty good.
I didn't do nothing.
I do better spelling with crossword puzzles because I get the connecting clues to what vowel sounds I need.
I saw something today, and they were talking about Jeff Bezos, and he and Lauren Sanchez are engaged now, and they're going to be married here soon. But they're saying that this time around, he's going to have a very comprehensive and a heavily negotiable prenup.
Oh, okay. Negotiable.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So his first wife, when they divorced, in the divorce, she got $165 billion.
Yeah, that's all right.
That sounds good. Sounds about right.
Dollars, right. To this day, he's still worth about $220 billion.
So?
Right.
No harm, no foul.
So if you're this Lauren Sanchez and you're like, write it up, dude. give me a billion. Yeah. You don't have to give me the 165 billion. Give me 2 billion.
2-3 billion.
Billion. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a master negotiator. Maybe you should be doing our tariffs.
Art of the deal.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine having that much money to play with? I mean, just unbelievable. And the thing is, with Jeff Bezos' first wife, she's pretty much donated
all of it.
Right. I think she decided that she was, I mean, she got $165 billion.
What would you even do with that?
Well, she's been donating it. And
you do good in the world.
If you donate all of it and you save yourself
enough to live
$50 million for the rest of your life, you're golden.
Yeah, you're set forever. Yeah,
you know, I don't know. Crazy to think about those kinds of numbers and people that, you know, there are people out there that can play with those kind of numbers. You know?
Right.
Shouldn't be a thing.
It's outrageous.
Shouldn't be a thing.
Mm-hmm. Should not be a thing, but it is.
Mm-hmm. For now.
So I know you guys are huge baseball fans.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I don't even know why I'm going to bring this up. I'm not going to, because you guys won't know. But I did see this thing that now Trump just passed this thing and said all new federal government applicants will be quizzed on their favorite Trump policies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You're going to have to prove that you're a complete loyalist.
Yeah.
To become eligible for
no more two-party system.
A federal government employee.
The federal government, when you apply, there has always been a test that you have to prove. There are KSAs, knowledge, skill, and ability.
Okay.
So you take a test every time you apply. Mm. Based on your knowledge, skills, and ability. So now they're going to be...
Can you imagine, though, now your application has to... You're kissing his ass.
S-L-O-A-L.
Can you imagine if it's like... It gets to be like... I can remember the meritorious promotion boards in the military where you had to go in and you know, you had to recite all this military knowledge and stuff like that. But in this case, if you had to go in front of a board and you've got Stephen Miller on the board and you've got all his other flunkies on the board, and it's like, oh, you want a job at the FBI, do you?
Well,
so what's your favorite policy of Lord Trump?
And
you go, oh, I just loved it when he deported all the,
and you know, but first you have to get through. So. Worship me.
Yeah.
And if you pass that part, then you get to worship.
I hope higher. I hope it's not just us that realize how ridiculous this whole thing is.
I mean, everybody knows.
It's just unbelievable.
It doesn't seem legal.
I can't believe it hasn't been stopped. I can't believe there hasn't been an uprising.
No one is coming to save us.
It's going to have to be we the people, I'm telling you.
It's either going to be we the people.
I think you're going to be disappointed.
Or they the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
My money's more on the extraterrestrials.
They don't care about us.
Don't they?
They might. Might be a good time to invade.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's going to take over.
We've got enough going on.
Yeah. I guess
maybe they could make that better.
I've gone through pretty much everything except for the top 10 sexiest Major League Baseball mascots, and you guys don't even think you know who they are. So.
I know some of them.
Well, do you know? Okay,
where does Raymond rank?
Where would you think in the top 10? He is in the top 10.
Oh, good.
Okay, he's in the top 10. If you had to guess Raymond from the Tampa Bay Rays, where do you suppose he ranks in the top 10?
Five.
That's...
A little bit lower down the ladder.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Because I thought he was pretty sexy. Eight?
He is eight. Ring that bell, boy.
Ring the bell. Hold on. Oh, he didn't get to ring the bell when I spelled things correctly.
No, I don't have the right dinger, but I'll give you this. That's our new "You Got It Right," the atomic bomb.
Hit that third soundboard and throw out a Millie.
My buddy John says artificial intelligence will save us. God, I hope so. Somebody has to.
Somebody has to.
Mm-hmm. Somebody has to. Let's see. All right, so here.
Who's number one?
D. Baxter.
Who's that?
He's the mascot of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
What does he look like?
Number two is the Philly Fanatic.
Okay. Is that
how sexy is he?
Is that the one that looks like an angry mop? The greasy guy?
Yeah.
What's his name? Grimy?
the Philly Fanatic. Number three is Clark the Cub from the Chicago Cubs. Number four is Rosie Red from the Cincinnati Reds. Number five is Mrs. Met from the New York Mets. Number six is Billy the Marlin from the Florida Marlins. Number seven is Mr. Met from the New York Mets. Eight is Raymond. From the Tampa Bay Rays. Number nine is Orbit from the Houston Astros. And number 10 is Oriole Bird from the Baltimore Orioles.
I only know what two of those look like.
I was going to say, yeah. I think you need to post pictures of that list.
I should have had
on Facebook.
We're going to have to get us. I used to love this teacher. I used to have Miss Dewey. She taught her whole class on the, what was the thing that you could put the...
Overhead projector.
Right. She did her whole class. We should have an overhead projector on the wall over there.
We'll put a sheet over the dude and have our overhead projector in the frame.
All right. So I got to do these quotes. So the first one says, working people would exist without billionaires. But billionaires wouldn't exist without working people.
Yep.
Spot on.
Yep. In a world of Marjorie Taylor Greens, be a Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah, or anyone else.
Or anyone else.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love this one. Reason cats are better than babies, number 248. When you're done holding cats, you can just drop them on the floor.
Yeah, they're fine. He likes it.
They land on their feet. Yeah, right. It's a challenge.
Can't do that with a baby. This one says, I don't know who has to hear this, but living your life to the fullest does not have to include hiking.
Right. There are a lot of things.
Yes, it does, bird legs. Get over it.
Yeah, right. This one says, gee, Wally, if they're freeloaders, why is ICE raiding workplaces?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. And then the last one says, turns out the only person who's actually releasing criminals into the United States is Trump.
Yes.
Taco boy.
Taco boy.
Taco man.
Taco salad. Yeah. All right. So that's pretty much it. Steph, what are we doing this weekend? I know I got to cut the grass. I'm hoping it rains, though.
Well, it's supposed to rain tonight.
Because you know how much I love cutting the grass.
Mm-hmm. You have a riding mower.
I know, but it sucks.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do this weekend. We've got to figure some things out. We've got some planning to do.
Okay, good. What about you, kid?
Tomorrow we're going to try to go downtown. They're having an oddities expo.
Oh, where's that?
It's not the Orpheum. It's the other one.
Why didn't you bring that up earlier? What kind of oddities? Like,
in the Coliseum?
Probably weird stuff.
Weird stuff like eyeballs in a jar and stuff like that? Oh, cool.
They have stuff to sell?
What?
Yeah, you can get like a pickled hand for in here. That'd be cool.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that. Don't go. Your birthday's coming.
Get an Abby normal brain.
Abby normal brain.
Cheese and rice. Happy birthday, Debbie.
Are you telling me that this is not the brain of Franz Delbruck?
What was the name? Abby something?
Abby something.
Abby what? Abby normal.
Yeah. But yeah, so hopefully we're going to do that tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds cool. Take pictures.
It's going to be gross.
Yeah, I want a full report next week. And that's another thing. Next week, next Friday, is your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you cool with doing the show on your birthday or not?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Okay. All right, well, next week will be
Saturday, though, we're going to do a pool party.
I love it. Oh, I love it. Bring all your weird friends and
hoodlums.
Let's do it.
Yeah, all the kids that used to hang out at the house.
Yep. All right, folks, that's about it. I will say, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, I miss your mom. Duchess, it's about that time. I'll also say, what, honey?
Happy birthday, Debbie.
Happy birthday, Debbie, yes. Happy birthday, Debbie, and I won't give your age.
Whatever.
Whatevs. But anyway, folks, thank you so much for listening to us, putting up with us for 2 hours every Friday evening. I certainly do appreciate it, and I look forward to speaking with you again next Friday. Here's a little ditty by two of my besties, Paul and Jenny Hunley, In Spite of Ourselves. Dig this. We'll see you next week.